From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The official heading the Ta Cave rescue operation says the four boys brought out from the flooded cave by divers on Monday are safe and conscious and now in the hospital. A total of eight of the 12 boys have now been brought out. Danish diver Ivan Karadzic took part in Sunday's rescue and told NBC's Today the boys did not have any training in cave diving.
Young kids that are in no way trained to do cave diving. Cave diving requires a lot of training, and it's still dangerous even for the best cave divers. Considering the situation they've been through the last 2 weeks or a little bit more, they were very, very calm, and they are some incredibly strong kids.
The British government says Boris Johnson, the foreign secretary, has resigned amid a widening split in the cabinet over Brexit. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports no placement's been named.
Theresa May's office said in a terse statement that the Prime Minister had accepted the Foreign Secretary's resignation and would name a replacement soon. Boris Johnson quitting adds to divisions over Brexit that threaten to tear apart the government. Johnson, one of the best-known and most flamboyant members of the government, quit just hours after the resignation late Sunday of Brexit Secretary David Davis, the government's top EU negotiations official. Charles de Ledesma, London.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he has confidence North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will honor the contract we signed for Pyongyang to denuclearize and alleged that China may be exerting negative pressure on the deal because of the United States' posture on Chinese trade. The comment came on Twitter Monday after North Korea's weakened accusation that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made gangster-like demands. This is VOA News. Russia says it would be absurd to link Moscow to the death of a British woman who died after being exposed to the same nerve agent that sickened an ex-Russian spy earlier this year. Senior policeman Neil Basu says the evidence so far points to the deadly, unlikely duo actually holding the object of the nerve agent was in.
The investigation must be led by the evidence available and the facts alone. Our focus and priority at this time is to identify and locate any container that we believe may be the source of the contamination.
British police have opened a murder investigation after Dawn Sturgis died in a hospital in Salisbury in southern England. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo used an unannounced trip to Afghanistan on Monday to step up the Trump administration's call for peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. Secretary Pompeo says the U.S. will support peace talks with the Taliban, but they must be Afghan-led.
We can't settle this from the outside. This will be settled by the Afghan people coming together. Their cumulative realization that living together in harmony and peace, treating each other with dignity.
Flying into Kabul after visiting Vietnam, Pompeo made the appeal in meetings with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah. U.S. President Donald Trump's Supreme Court announcement will come in prime time this evening. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Mughani reports.
For an optics-obsessed president, this is the comfort zone.
We're going to all be meeting at 9 o'clock.
A primetime reveal similar to the one just weeks after he took office.
Here they come. Here they come.
When he reveled in bringing Neil and Louise Gorsuch into the East Room, gleeful his choice had not leaked.
So was that a surprise? Was it?
White House aides are under strict orders to keep tonight's details under wraps so the president can reprise last year's spectacle.
We hit a home run there, and we're going to hit a home run here.
Sagar Mughani, Washington.
Ethiopian and Eritrean leaders formally restored relations Monday. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and Eritrean President Isaias Afwerki also signed agreements to open embassies in their respective capitals, restore flight services, and use port facilities in Eritrea. Many Ethiopians expressed their exhilaration on social media and changed their profile pictures to a photo of Ethiopian and Eritrean leaders embracing that was taken on Sunday. Monday, a court in Myanmar charged two jailed Reuters journalists with obtaining secret state documents. The ruling moves the landmark press freedom case into its trial stage after 6 months of preliminary hearings. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.